hands lifted up and letting the fruit of our lips giving him praise. Come on, let's let it out loud. Just really say, I'm so glad to be in your presence one more time, God. We love you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Isn't God good? Isn't God good? We get to be in church today, huh? Look at somebody and say, let's have a good time. Glory to God. Brother Steve made it back. Amen. Jerry and Denise here today. Amen. Crystal up there. Amen. I hope that's Brother Steve. Is it Brother Steve back there? Who's that? Who's our visitor today? Did I call you the wrong name? Oh, praise God. Amen. Y'all been glad I had my office door open this morning. Amen. All right, y'all. Everybody get a Bible open. Sister Belle, do you have those notes we've been studying? She changed her purse this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to get back to some of those things. How many of y'all ready to get something accomplished and get something done? Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But we can figure out how to do that. We've been talking about the passive people and the aggressive people. Passives and the aggressives. How many, all you passive people, wiggle your fingers. You know you don't want to raise them real high. Just go like this. All you passive and all you aggressive ones, say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Come on, you aggressive people, say, I'm here. And we're talking about, you know what? The extremes of both is messed up, and you'll never get anywhere with that. Amen. And somewhere in the middle is the place where we need to be to go forward, right? And before we can even go forward, we got to realize the thing that makes it happen is agreement. Somebody say agreement. Agreement makes it happen. So I want you to go to Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Life is better when you spend it with cool people, isn't it? Amen. Tell somebody, life is better when you spend it with cool people. I tell you what, life is messed up when you spend it with people that you don't like. It's quiet. Life is miserable when you spend it, you know, with people that you're out of sync with. Brother Hagin used to say this. His one of favorite lines in his Bible he read was, you know, and they went off with their own company. Everybody say your own company. Say your own company. There is something to that. We're not the only ones on our way to heaven. Did y'all know that? When you hear us preach the message, say, we the only ones. Y'all better start running. Amen. You are in trouble. Amen. That's when it's getting Kool-Aid Sunday time. Amen. We're not the only ones that are going. There are a bunch of people going on with the things of God and going on. Amen. They're going to be in heaven. Now, if we all had to go to Dallas this morning, we'd all get up and go. And we'd get. But, you know, you're just not going to jump in everybody's car and go there, would you? First car you see, you're going to jump in and roll and go to Dallas? No, you're going to choose the right car. Amen? Amen. With the right kind of people. Amen. You know, we all were born and we're all going to die.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
And the time in between, we have to live well and learn to enjoy life. Come on. And even when we live saved, we got to learn to live life saved with people we enjoy living it with. Come on. We don't have to be miserable. Come on. And you know what? Our Christian community is just huge. There are all kind of people out there, and everybody's got their kick, and I'm sure they all can't be wrong, and neither can they all be right, right? There were a bunch of people out there, and we used to work ourselves up thinking, you know, we got to get in everybody's boat. We got to hear everybody's song, and we got to get on everybody's kick. We got, you know, if it was Christian, you know, I used to feel guilty if a Christian show came on and I didn't like it. You know, if I didn't like the show, I would feel like something's wrong with me. You know, the devil had me thinking that because, I try to watch it and say, what's wrong? I can't get into this anymore. You know, so we brainwash ourselves. You know, we turn on the radio and it should do. Come on. But you know, it doesn't have to be that way. There are a lot of people out there that are on their way with the things of God, going to be with God. Amen. And if you want to enjoy your time and complete your task and do the things that God wants you to do here on the earth while you're here, you might as well do it with people you enjoy doing it with.
Amen.
Come on. And people think, well, you're here with me and you stuck because you saved. And I'm, no.
So I say hallelujah.
You don't, come on. You know, there were two guys in the Bible. And those two guys, you know, those guys were a trip sometime. And they had a terrible argument over one other guy that they didn't want to bring with them. Anybody say Paul and Barnabas? Had this terrible argument, amen, because they wanted to take Mark with them, and one guy thought that Mark was no good, amen, and that he was a scaredy cat, he couldn't hang. And they were there holding a revival meeting, and in a revival meeting, the two people that were holding the meeting, I mean, had a throwdown. Come on, had a throwdown, and one of them got mad and left town. Left the meeting. I think they both left town. They didn't even complete the meeting. One went to one town, the other went to the other town. Now imagine if, you know, Brother Hagin and Brother Hagin, if he was still alive, and Brother Copeland were in town, they had a falling out. And they had the conference center. We were all at the conference center, and they got mad at each other, and they left, and one went to Dallas, and the other one went to New Orleans, and we didn't have anybody. But did you know that happened in the Bible? They ditched each other because they couldn't come to agreement. And you know what? Both of them had blessed ministries. Wow. Now, they worked out their differences and they made things happen. I'm not telling y'all to get upset with each other. Amen. You stay at your ministry over here. Now, no, we're not saying that in the church. Amen. Right? But they both got to, you know, they both got with what they could work with. Somebody say, find somebody you can work with. Oh, look at another person. Say, you need to find somebody you can work with. Because your assignment might take a while.
There you go.
So say hallelujah. Now I have to preach the gospel, love the lost, and do all this other stuff. And I might be out here for a while, so I might as well do those things with people I enjoy doing it with. So I believe that ministries and churches and different things are like people. They have spirits. And it has a heart and it has a passion. You walk to a place and boy, it should have character. You ever walked in places and you just felt it? There are people that walk in the building and they would say, you know, I feel it. I feel something. I sense something. And what is that? Is it the Holy Spirit? Yes, it's the Holy Spirit. But also, you know what it is? That place should have a soul. Hello. You know, when you used to go to the football games, you go to these schools. You know, now y'all got the big stadiums and all stuff down here for your high school games, but y'all don't have spirit, amen. You know? And they used to make those chairs up and they say, we got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you? And everybody down here would go, yay. All right, everybody do that. I got spirit. Yes, I do. I got spirit. How about you?
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you get up on the east, you know, them girls, now they got spirit. Now, you can tell a place, Dean went to one of those schools, amen. I think he was the only Caucasian on the team. So he's been used to us for a while, so I say hallelujah. But I tell you what, but there is a thing about, there are spirits to ministries. So say kindred spirits. Amen. Different churches have different spirits. Different passions, and there are things about them, and the church needs to keep to its spirit. Now, there's a very popular book right now out called The Primary Purpose-Driven Life. Has anybody heard of the book Purpose-Driven Life? But before Purpose-Driven Life, there was a book called Purpose-Driven Ministries or Purpose-Driven Church years ago, and it was talking about churches that stick to its purpose. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there is something to that. And right here in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3, says, can two walk together except they be agreed? Say, they can fight together. Say, you can fight together, but you can't walk anywhere together.
Walk anywhere.
If you don't agree with people, the only thing you can do with them is fight, argue, complain, and debate, and get nothing done. But once you get into agreement, you can go forward. So I say that the answer to the question in Amos chapter 3, verse 3, is no. If you don't get to agreement, amen, you won't be able to walk together. Now, that means your faith won't work. Notice that it said, for we walk by what? Faith and not by sight. So when it's talking about, how many of you know there is something called faith? Amen. Every once in a while, you got to put in that missing ingredient to make some stuff happen. Amen. Book shows up a little short or something. You got to add some faith to it. That will not happen unless you are walking in faith. And if you don't, come on, if you don't walk by faith, you're not going to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. Faith pleases God. How many of you want to please God with your life? But before you can start to operate in supernatural faith, you need to get to the point of agreement. Everybody say mutual agreement. That's a lot of things that people don't ever come to. This is one of the things. I'm a pastor, and we're used to different things. There are all types of leadership methods out there. And some of them, you have the authoritative, you know, they just say it and that's the way it is and that's the way it's going to be. And you know what? They still don't go anywhere. You know why? Because agreement must be mutual. Yeah. Agreement must be mutual. Someone say, come to. Communicated. Mutual. Agreement. That's just where I want to stay at today. You need to write that down. Communicated mutual agreement. Amen. Now we got a couple married couples here. Amen. And this will help you. Sister Kathy, I wish she could hear this today because she just got a new position there and she's going to be in leadership. Sister Denise owns her own business. She's got people that work for her. I hope you still got your business. Amen. Praise the Lord. And how many of you know this is the year of promotion for the people of God? Come on, this is the year of promotion for the people of God. And when you get promoted and come to the top, somebody say, praise the Lord. You're going to become a leader. I'm hearing the Holy Ghost right there. I'm sticking to what my message is, that I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. At the same time, and this morning, the Holy Ghost said leadership. Somebody say, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you today that you're about to come to leadership. You're about to come to leadership. Look at someone say, I'm a leader.
I'm a leader.
How do you know you're a leader? Because everybody listens to what you have to say? No. You get a wino on the street corner, if he's got enough liquor in him, amen, you're going to hear exactly what he has to say. That doesn't make him a leader, does it? Amen. Babies cry all night long and whine and snap and carry on. That does not make them a leader. A microphone doesn't make somebody a leader, does it? It's not who does the most talking that does all the lead, that is really the leader. You know what a leader, you ever seen a race, horses race? Which one's the leader? The one in front. Some say whoever's in front is the leader. And that doesn't mean who's sitting in front of the people. That doesn't mean who's sitting in front of the people, but the one that's in front is the leader. And there are a lot of people that want to lead stuff, amen, but they don't want to get out in front of anybody. And what I mean by getting out in front of people, I'm not talking about getting up on a stand and making a speech or just being seen or being noticed. I mean, do something with your own life that makes people want to follow you. Amen. Leaders are leaders because everybody else doesn't have any choice. You know why? If they're in front of you, guess what? You are following. Come on. Some say, watch my dust. And so often Christian people want to lead stuff. We want to lead the world here, lead the world that, lead people out of this. Come on, tell everybody want to do, amen, with a microphone and a television show instead of doing something with our life that would cause us to get out in front.
Amen.
Some say you're only leading,
what you're in front of.
Hallelujah. I'm a lead to people spiritually. Well, you better be in front of them. What does be in front of them mean? You can put on all the shows you want to. But what is really is. I like what God said about it. He said, I am that I am. Everybody say, I am that I am. And it's the same thing with us. What is. One old guy in Shreveport said, you know what? Cream always rises to the top. And if you want to be promoted, we've been talking about promotion this year and different things. You got to find out how promotion comes. It doesn't come from men. Promotion comes from above. It comes from God. If you do what God tells you to do, if you follow His word and you're obedient to the inward witness inside of your own heart, in your own spirit, you'll go forward and you'll end up leading. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says, can two walk together unless they agree? No. You got to communicate. Now that you're sitting out there, now we're called to bring people with us. We're called to bring people to this new life with us, to the new things of God with us. But you know what we've got to do? Before you can get moving anywhere, you've got to communicate. Everybody say communicate.
Communicate.
You have to communicate. You have to communicate so you can agree. And then you know what you got to do? You got to agree, and then you've got to hold with integrity to that thing which you've agreed upon. And see, there are a lot of people that aren't going anywhere and stuff isn't working is because, one, they don't communicate. Two, one does all the talking. The other person didn't communicate where they were. Okay? They didn't come together. There was no communication. Therefore, there was no agreement. And then sometimes people have communication. They say all this other stuff. But when they're out of your face, I'm not going to the other 3 points. When they're out of your face, guess what happens? It's forgotten. Out of sight, out of mind. That is no integrity. Everybody say integrity. You know what integrity is? Integrity is just a person that holds to their word or the thing that they communicated or agreed to do. When somebody else is in there, somebody doesn't have to be in front of your face. You know, God's not going to be in front of your face about everything. He's not going to ride you. He's going to trust you. Everybody say trust.
Trust.
And see, there are a lot of people that expect, you know, if we're going to accomplish something together. If you and I are going to accomplish something together, say we're going to walk together. We're not going to be able to go forward if I'm walking and looking at the same time. And that's how we walk with people that we don't trust. We walk and then we're looking to make sure they're walking. Every once in a while, better make sure they're walking. Better make sure they're walking. I have this picture in my mind. How can people fight together, an army fight together? Before a long time, they've developed trust in one another. So when they get out there in the battlefield and the bullets are coming, they're in the hole. They're not looking out there. You better be shooting and checking and making sure the other guy's shooting. Because if you're checking to make sure your partner's shooting, you're going to get shot.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? God doesn't check up on us. Isn't that scary? He cares about us. And He understands us, and we think we get away with stuff. We try wrong stuff and keep rolling with it because, hey, no lightning bolts. I have been blown up. You know what the Holy Spirit communicated to me? That same picture I gave you right there. When you're in the hole and you're having to shoot, you can't spend your time making sure the other guy's shooting. He trusts your word. When you communicated and y'all came to agreement that we're going to fight together, He just trusts your word. Amen.
Amen.
He doesn't have to see you do it for Him to believe your word.
Amen.
It's the same way with us toward God. It's how faith works. God said it. He communicated on it. We agreed with it, right? We don't have to check up on Him to make sure He's doing it. We can walk by faith. Come on. God's not going to cause you to walk in anything. Come on. That He's not walking in Himself.
Amen.
That's why, you know what, when you're going to be judged, you get away with anything you want to get away with now. Because you know what, there's nobody checking up on you. But in the end, there'll be a judgment, amen? He'll check up on you in the end, amen, all of those things you do. You got to understand, you have credit with God. And just because you have credit with God, don't overextend your account. Come on. And don't abuse it. Because there will be an accounting for those things. That's what I mean when I say God doesn't check up on us. He'll give you a word. Come on. And he leaves it up to you to find out whether you're going to walk in it or not. Something to be preached on Wednesday night, Friday night, or you'll hear something. And all of a sudden you say, I like that. Boy, that did something to me. Hallelujah. It's great. It's great. And you hear it, but you don't have the integrity to walk it out. God's not going to come to you, I better make sure Benita's walking out that word. No, he'll speak it again. Amen. The only way that God gets you to accomplish things, come on, and to hold up on your covenant, he repeats over and over and over again the things that he says. He left us. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, but he gave us the Holy Ghost, didn't he? That will be our helper and our friend. He doesn't leave us, right? Holy Ghost doesn't leave us, but he will remind us of the what? The Word of God. Amen. And that's the same thing I'm talking about in leadership. Somebody say agreement. See, we want to see God doesn't do that to us. He doesn't get passive. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake us. Amen. He doesn't go to the passive side and say, no, folk will never do nothing. I'm just going to turn my back on them, period, and blah. No, he doesn't do that. Nor does he do the other thing. Now, there's a day coming where people will do it to themselves where, hey, that's the end. Everybody's going to be judged. But he is slow in his anger and his wrath and all these things. He doesn't go to the extreme. When we get off and we're not holding up our end of the bargain to walk in faith and to walk in agreement with God's word and with one another, the only thing God's going to do for you to help you, come on. See, there are a lot of people that are expecting God to make them live right. Expecting God to make them do this. Make me get up and do what I got to do. And if he doesn't make me do it, I'm just not going to do it. Well, guess what? You're just not going to do it. Say, God speaks to us. And you're not going to walk with God unless you do what with God? Agree. In order to agree with God, you've got to communicate with God. And that's how God gets you to keep walking with him. He keeps on communicating to you. You might feel discouraged. He'll communicate to you. Keep going. That's as good as it gets sometime. Don't get weary in doing well. Some say that's the communication. I feel like quit. I just want to cry. Laugh in the Holy Ghost. God communicating with us. Come on. Say the best thing you've got from God that will help you keep your covenant with him is communication. Anything beyond that is scary. It's abuse or demonic. And it's so sad when people don't have an integrity. If I don't see him, I'm not going to pay attention to him. Come on. If I don't see him, I'm not going to pay attention to him. Out of sight, out of mind. They're not holding up their end of the bargain. How much did Noah have to see in order to continue to do what God said he would do? What God told him to do. God told him to do it, right? And he just walked it through. Now, do we have any scriptures in the Bible where God went to check up on Noah to make sure the ark was being built? Come on. Was there? God left his people here, his voice here, his word here, and his church here to do a tremendous job. Amen. And just because he's not a taskmaster in his management skill. Come on. He left us with a tremendous responsibility. But he's trusting in people that have integrity to obey his word. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we catching that? That's the same thing when we walk with one another. And when you walk with